Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8 through 14. But do not forget this one thing, dear friends. With the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar, the elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything done in it will be laid bare. Since everything will be destroyed in this way, what kind of people ought you to be? You ought to live holy and godly lives as you look forward to the day of God and speed its coming. That day will bring about the destruction of the heavens by fire, and the elements will melt in the heat. But in keeping with his promise, we are looking forward to a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness dwells. So then, dear friends, since you are looking forward to this, make every effort to be found spotless, blameless, and at peace with him. Jesus is worth waiting for. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. No one likes to wait a long time for something. Sometimes it feels like it'll take forever for your birthday to come. Sometimes you are at a restaurant and you're so hungry, but the food is taking forever. Sometimes you have to wait your turn to play, and it feels like forever. God's Word talks about what it means to wait. Peter was writing to people tired of waiting for God to help them. They wondered, why is God so slow? Why hasn't he come back yet and made everything better again? Listen to Peter's answer. God is not slow the way we think of slow. After all, for God, 1,000 years is nothing. The reason God is waiting to bring his final judgment is so that more and more people can come to know him and his son Jesus. This time of the year, many Christian churches talk about what it means to wait patiently. Many Christians who are suffering pain and loss wonder why God doesn't just go ahead and usher us all into his new heaven and new earth right now. After all, people wonder, wouldn't that be better? Of course it will. But there is a reason to wait for that day. There are people that God still wants to come to know and believe in his Son. That takes time. And so God waits. And so do we. We wait because we know that no matter how long God waits, no amount of time changes what has already happened. Jesus has already died for our sins. Jesus has already risen from the grave. Jesus has already ascended to rule over all things. And right now he is looking out for all of us. He is patient, he is wise, and he is our King. And he's coming back. He promised. It can be hard to wait, that's for sure. But even if it's hard to wait for Jesus, it's always worth it. We ask for patience to wait for Jesus in prayer. Dear Jesus, we look forward to the day when you will make all things new, just as you have promised. We look forward to the day when we will no longer be hurting or crying. We look forward to seeing you face to face. Help us to wait patiently for that day and to remember that you are patiently calling more and more people to the same hope we have. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.